Hello friends, welcome to the 8th episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are playing the Orioles. But the Orioles are leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the 9th inning. Francisco Liriano today had a very impressive home debut at the Rogers Center. He lasted 6 2/3 innings with 2 earned runs and 10 strikeouts. So this was a fantastic performance by Liriano compared to his first start at Tampa Bay, where he only lasted 1/3 of an inning. So brilliant outing today by Francisco Liriano. Congratulations. But the Blue Jays offense has not been supporting Liriano today. They only provided one run thus far here in the bottom of the 9th. And so the Blue Jays right now are trailing the Orioles 2-1 here in the bottom of the 9th. And also Josh Donaldson, he left the game with a calf injury in the bottom of the 6th inning, and so Donaldson's out of today's game. And that's a big loss for the Blue Jays, because they need Donaldson's bat in the lineup, especially with the offense right now that is that can't seem to score runs. They need Donaldson, in other words, to provide a spark to the Blue Jays offense. But let's see what happens here now in the bottom of the 9th. You have Zach Britton on the mound. In 4 games, he has a 0.00 ERA. 3 out of 3 save opportunities and saves. In other words, he's saved all 3 of his games so far. So the Blue Jays are going to have they're going to be challenged here by Britton, and the pitch is down and away. 1-0 to count. Britton again with the windup, and it's a slider that is low and inside, but it's swung on and miss. It's not 1-1 to count, it's 0-2 to count. Excuse me, the first ball was a strike. First ball is a strike, my bad. Britton with the windup, and the pitch is grounded to the shortstop, who throws it to first, and Morales is retired here in the bottom of the 9th. So that's the first out here against the Orioles. The Blue Jays have 2 more outs left. Zach Britton has been a dominant closer for the Orioles, and he's showing it today against the Blue Jays. He's going to be a tough pitcher for the Blue Jays. He's going to be tough for the Blue Jays. And the batter now is Troy Tulowitzki at the plate, who swings on the first pitch, and it's grounded to the left side past the third baseman Machado for a base hit. So just like that, Troy Tulowitzki is on first with a single. All right. Whoa, you look at that replay. That pitch looked like a slider that was just hanging in the strike zone. And Tulowitzki recognized it, and he smacked that ball into left field for a base hit. So Tulowitzki right now is at first. And the batter now is Russell Martin, who takes a pitch outside. 1-0 the count. Britton with the windup. Britton with the pitch, and that's a curveball that is swung on and missed. 1-1 to count. Man, Zach Britton. If only the Blue Jays could have a dominant closer like Zach Britton. Closing their games. I mean, Ozuna is pretty good, but if you have Zach Britton, you know, that's a major upgrade. No question about it. And the pitch by Britton is fouled back to the left side. 1-2 to count. Martin spits at his gloves, readjusts himself. Bautista's looking from the dugout. Zach Britton with his glove on his right shoulder. Zach Britton sets and throws, and that's a curveball that was down and low. That pitch was a ball. 2-2 to count. Britton with the windup. And the pitch is another curveball that almost gets away from the catcher, but it does not, and the count now is 3-2. Britton threw two wild pitches against Martin. Let's see what he throws here. Britton is probably feeling the pressure right now to get this out. The set, the pitch is upstairs, ball four. And just like that, Russell Martin goes to first. And now the Blue Jays have two men on with one out. And the batter now is Kevin Pillar. Kevin Pillar. Britton wipes the sweat off of his forehead, puts the cap back on. Even the Orioles manager, Buck Showalter, is feeling nervous right now. The pitch by Britton. Whoa, is a ball that gets away from the catcher and everyone advances. And just like that, Blue Jays have one man on third, one man on second. And Zach Britton right now is definitely feeling the pressure. He's been throwing curveballs that are just all over the place. It's not it's not working for him tonight, that pitch. You know, if that pitch isn't working, the solution is not to continue throwing that curveball. The solution is to throw something else. But Britton so far has been very erratic with his curveball tonight. And Blue Jays fans right now are standing and clapping, hoping to score a few more runs, and the pitch is down there for a strike. That pitch was right down the middle. 1-1 to count. Pilar has an opportunity to score two runs to give the Jays a win, but that pitch was swung on and missed. 1-2 to count. Blue Jays fans are putting their rally caps on. Blue Jays fans are clapping. Blue Jays fans are looking at Pilar, who swings, and a ground ball is right at the shortstop, who throws it to first, and that's the second out here in the ninth inning. So Pilar grounds out, and the Blue Jays still have runners at second and third. Two outs right now. Blue Jays missed an opportunity right there, and Kevin Pilar walks back to the dugout, throws the helmet on the floor, and Zach Britton wipes the sweat off of his forehead again. He knew he could have blew the save if he did not get Pilar out. But he did, and that's the second out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the batter now is Steve Pierce, who takes a ball that's low and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Steve Pierce has an opportunity to win this ball game for the Blue Jays. He's the pinch hitter. And the pitch is grounded left side, foul. Machado picks it up and throws it away. So that ball was a foul. Steve Pierce right now has a chance to win it for the Blue Jays. I really hope he wins it for the Blue Jays, because he's making me really nervous right now. Blue Jays fans are probably equally nervous, like me. So let's see what he does here. And the pitch by Britton is again the curveball that hasn't been working tonight. Almost gets away from the catcher, and Steve Pierce just doesn't swing at it. Steve pitch, I don't think, will swing at any of Zach Britton's curveballs tonight. 2-1 to count. Steve Pierce looks at Britton, and the pitch is lined in the center field, and Adam Jones is there to make the catch. And just like that, the Blue Jays lose this game to the Baltimore Orioles by a final score of 2-1. My goodness. The Blue Jays are now 1-8. 1-8, the Blue Jays. Can you believe that? I can't believe that. I'm very stressed out by the Blue Jays record, and so is Kevin Pillar. He is looking at the field from the dugout after the loss. He's just sitting there disappointed, and I can't blame him. I mean, that's how Blue Jays fans feel right now. Their offense is not scoring runs. Their offense is a disaster so far, and so Blue Jays fans, if you feel defeated after today's game, I can't blame you. I understand. I understand the feeling. It's a very tough loss to swallow, because the Blue Jays had opportunities to score in the bottom of the ninth. They had two men on at second and third after Zach Britton threw the wild pitch. I mean, they had opportunities to either score to tie the game or to win the game, but instead Pillar grounds out, and Steve Pierce lines out to Adam Jones in center, and those are two outs that could have been two runs for the Blue Jays. Unfortunately, it was not, and the Blue Jays lose to the Orioles by a final score of 2-1. Once again, the Blue Jays lose to the Orioles 2-1. But again, let's try to remember that it's still early in the season, and even though the Blue Jays records is very concerning right now, there's still plenty of games left. There's still plenty of games left in April for them to go on a winning streak and get back to 500. And when they do, let's see what sort of a run they will make afterwards. You never know. The Blue Jays could have a winning record by the end of April. But let's see what they do tomorrow against the Orioles. I'm very concerned about Josh Donaldson, leaving today's game with an apparent injury. I hope it's nothing too severe. I hope he's going to be back in the lineup tomorrow, but we'll see. We'll see what happens tomorrow against the Orioles. So that's it for this episode of Blue Jays Mike. I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Go Jays!